obviously the five-year forecast, a big topic underneath the Treasurer's report, forecasting what happens if the levies do pass are renewed and don't. Those have implications for the district. In addition to that, under personnel for superintendent's report, it's really looking at trying to structure our district as an organization in a way that meets the needs that we have right now and supports us making very sound financial decisions in the future. And a lot of that right now needs to focus on the operations side. And so one of the actions that the board took tonight was to suspend an administrative contract. And that position is the curriculum director position. And so at the end of this 2025 school year, July 31st, 2025, that will be the last day for that position in the district. Then moving forward, I will assume some of those responsibilities with federal programming and budgetary. And then the other piece of that will be the needs met by Mercer County ESC curriculum team, who we already contract services with to provide that support to our district. So it's just really concentrating on how are we going to have a focused plan to meet all those needs as we transition. The other piece to that is another phase will be adding a business operations manager. That posting will come after the first of the year. And the intent will be to have that position in place by this summer in order to start to support some of the work that needs to be done at my direction in regards to auditing, not only, you know, what we're doing as far as our existing contracts and personnel, but also how are we keeping track of what our expenditures look like by way of purchases of supplies and that sort. There is movement that will come down the road. It's just there are going to be phases. And so when new high school is built and our kiddos are moved into that in the fall of 2027, that projects position will be another one that is contract that's suspended.